Hey there, welcome to the Cami Pentecost Podcast. Let's talk about leadership, business, life lessons, and everything in between.
Hi, everyone. I am so excited to join you today. I'm really looking forward to something that I've been thinking about for a while, actually. I'm looking forward to talking to you about it. And honestly, just kind of sharing with you what's rolling around in my head. Now, granted, that could be scary, but stay with me here for a minute because I really believe this is going to be a powerful bit of time together, really because a while ago, I feel like I learned a great lesson, but I learned it the hard way, right? I mean, sometimes we have to learn things through experience, and I find more often than not that tends to be my learning style. But most of you know, if this is your first time here with us today, you may be new to our podcast. I'm a former basketball coach. I love to win, and I cannot believe in ever teaching anybody to quit anything. Quite honestly, I believe perseverance is a lost art, but, and I want you to hear the but, I do believe that there are definitely things that we need to quit, and we need to quit right away. Okay, I can hear you say right now, wait. As a former coach, didn't you teach people just to completely eliminate the word quit out of your vocabulary? Absolutely. I mean, I will just say one of my core values is loyalty. And I really believe that that's another emphasis on perseverance. But I believe there are plenty of things in our life that aren't serving us. So I was reading something last week and it really made me think because it said you should quit something every single week. And I thought, really? Quit something every single week? I had to think about that for a minute because I'm not a smoker. I'm not doing drugs. And I'm thinking, when I think of quitting, the only things that come to mind are those extremely bad habits. But the more I thought about bad habits, I realized we probably have more bad habits in our life than we care to admit. So let's talk about that for a minute. Now, I said to you, I'm one of those experiential learners and I had to learn this the hard way, but I'll never forget when I learned the hard lesson that you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And because of that, the older I get, the more I realize sometimes my no is more valuable than my yes. So I do believe this can go two different ways. I believe this really is about bad habits that we need to kick. And I also believe this is about getting really focused on what it is that we're here on this earth to do. And before I jump into the various things that I think all of us should take a real close look at and consider quitting. And I'm sure each one of these avenues is going to cause you to think of a more granular area, but I really quickly want to touch base on the you can do anything, but you can't do everything thought process. You know, I remember, you know, being early on as a business owner. And I said yes to everything. Actually, it was like, you got to try everything. If anybody offers you an opportunity to do anything, just say yes. And I really believe my children, I want them saying yes. I want them trying new things. I don't want them right now to be for example, my kids are into different sports and stuff. And my oldest son, Landon, I mean, we've changed sports. I can't even tell you how many times. Actually, I think I've been more heartbroken than he's been, but I love that he's just not afraid to try new things and he's young. And so this is still the playground for trying new things and seeing where he's really extremely gifted and where his passions are. And so, you know, if you're young or you're just starting something new, I would encourage you to say yes. Say yes to a lot of things right now. If it comes across your plate, you got to say yes. But for those of us that have been doing the thing for quite a while, and it just seems like we're maxed out on every level, well, then I want to tell you that you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And so you're going to have to look and start winning in the areas of where you say no, because your no is going to be much more important than your yes. And so maybe you approach this concept of what do you need to quit by looking at your calendar and looking at things you need to remove, things that just shouldn't be taking up space on your calendar. Let's start there, because at the end of the day, if you can do anything, but you can't do everything, what are your priorities? And for me right now in my space and in where I'm at in my life, It really has to do with my kids and my business. And my business is really deeply intertwined with my purpose and my passions in life. And so if it's not in accordance with my mission statement, or it doesn't have to do with my kids, the answer is going to be no. And I'm actually still learning. This is probably, we're going to have a part two to this, because I'm sure that I'm not even close to where I need to be on this yet, but I'm learning. And that's part of the process. So what are some of the things that we need to quit? Obviously, we can look at our calendar and we can look at the things that don't align with our core goals and core values right now. That would be one thing to look at. And I wouldn't say going through your calendar, just quitting them all at once is actually doable. I think even if you did it for a short time, you're going to crash and burn. So what if you adopt the philosophy to quit one new thing every week? And maybe that starts with looking at your calendar, looking at things that you can peel away, that you can now say no to, that once was part of your plan because of where you're at. But again, this is a constantly evolving conversation, especially in the area of our calendar. But the things I want to focus on more right now than anything is just things you should quit because they don't serve you at all. And I know we're talking about our calendar, but let's talk about a couple things right now and we'll get back to the calendar. How many of us compare ourselves to others on a regular basis? And you know, I'm really thinking about the world of social media. Man, social media has taken over our lives. And I think there's a lot of great things about social media, but I also think there's a lot of things about social media that can really hurt us. And one of those things is the comparison trap. You know, too often we're looking at somebody's highlight reel on social media and we're comparing that to our behind the scenes reel. And so in doing that, unfortunately, it's going to distract us. It's going to make us feel, we're going to feel our confidence is rocked. And quite frankly, none of us has any business comparing our chapter 3 to somebody else's chapter 30. And you just don't know if you don't know the person. And so one of the things I think we could do right away is quit comparing ourselves to other people. I'm going to give you a whole list of things. And so what I don't want you to do is try to do them all right now, because when we try to do everything all at once, much like I was talking about with your calendar, we tend to drop the ball in all areas. So as I list these to you, write them down and then look at what the first and most important one you need to quit is. And so if it's quit comparing yourself to others, that could be something you quit right now. And maybe the comparison game has a lot to do with social media, but maybe it also just has to do with, you know, people you spend a lot of time with. And again, you comparing your chapter 3 to their chapter 30. Maybe you're just starting a business and they've been in business for 10 years, you know? So this might be one of those that you dissect into multiple categories, but the bottom line is we got to quit comparing ourselves to others. Another thing we should quit very quickly is talking badly about ourselves. And quite frankly, how about just negative self-talk? Because I don't know about you, but I'm a very competitive person. I'm a very driven. And if you've ever been an athlete before, I believe I'm talking to you, because we just can't help but compete. You know, it's competing that makes us come alive. And most of the time, the number one person we're competing against is ourselves. But in doing so, we can be real hard on ourselves. And while I'm definitely one of those constructive criticism kind of people, I believe that your thoughts determine your activity. And so, you know, if your thoughts are really negative, your activity is going to start to reflect those thoughts, which is in turn going to really impact your behavior. And your behavior inevitably becomes a part of your character. So, you know, the negative self-talk alone can kill more dreams and cause more doubt than anything else. And so I believe wholeheartedly when the Bible says take every thought captive, if it meant only some thoughts, the verse would say take some thoughts captive. No, it says take every thought captive. And I believe because sometimes we are our own worst enemy. And so quit talking badly about yourself and definitely quit the negative thinking that is consuming your mind. And especially if it started to come out of your mouth and you realize that, don't be afraid to have some accountability in place. People that you spend a lot of time with, if you know, say to them, say, I'm really working hard this week to quit the negative self-talk. I'm really working hard this week to stop talking badly about myself. If you hear me do that, call me out on it. And a real simple way to have your people call you out on things like that is to say, cancel, cancel, cancel. It's a real easy, friendly way to do that, but it will help you realize, because sometimes I don't think, if we're being honest, we even know how much we do it. So if this is one you own this week, you're going to have some parameters set in place to help hold you accountable for this. Because if this is one of those things you struggle with, it's not just like one day you say, I'm going to quit the negative self-talk, I'm going to quit talking badly about myself, and it just happens. No, you've got to have accountability to make sure that that does in fact happen. All right, let's talk of another thing we should quit. How about we quit investing time and energy into relationships that don't serve us? What if I put it this way? What if we quit allowing people to speak into our lives that we would never trade places with? People that are not anywhere where we want to be. They don't have a life we want to live. Their bank account doesn't look anything like we want to have. Their spiritual life isn't on any level that we want to be at. If they're not somebody you would trade places with, then stop taking advice from them. Don't even open yourself to that. And quite frankly, on top of that, don't invest energy into relationships that aren't going to serve you. And when I mean they're not going to serve you, if they don't have a characteristic or they don't do something that inspires you to do more and be more, then it's not going to serve you. And I'm not saying that you need to be surrounded with yes people. Okay, because that's a whole nother talk. I mean, we could put a point on here that says, quit surrounding yourself with yes people. People that only tell you what you want to hear, instead of the ones that are going to tell you what you need to hear, because they're not enamored by who you are, but they're also not disappointed when you don't show up like they expect you to show up on a normal basis, you know. But stop surrounding yourself with yes people, because that doesn't serve you. So when we talk about, you know, building into others and or giving your time, which I believe is one of your most valuable resources, to somebody that isn't going to help you get where you want to go, that's a resource you can't get back. And it's definitely not going to serve you on the path to where you want to go with your life. All right. Got another one. And this goes with what I was kind of talking about, you know, why do we allow other people's opinions to impact our own personal decisions? Again, it goes back to what I just said. If you wouldn't trade places with them, then don't let them have any, you know, ability to speak into your life in a way that really is going to impact the direction of your life. So super, super important. This one kind of is very intermeshed, you know, about the investing in, but also taking advice from other people. I just want to pause right now and recommend to you a book that has literally rocked my world lately. And it's called Relational Intelligence by Dr. Darius Daniel. And it is a book that will help you raise your relationship IQ, but it will absolutely speak to just defining and aligning the relationships in your life that will help you get to where you want to be in your life. And I really don't think we understand sometimes the full impact of the relationships in our lives and how they help determine the steps that we take and the direction that we're headed. So great book if you're looking for a read, and it will talk specifically to these last two things we've been talking about. All right, here's another thing I want you to consider quitting if this is something that you've got a habit of doing. I want you to quit breaking promises to yourself. You know, listen, I'm speaking to the choir here. Sometimes I have to go back and listen to my own podcast to remind myself of, Cammie, number one person that needs to hear what you're talking about is you. And typically that's where these lessons come from. But, you know, how many times do we keep a promise to a friend or a colleague and we break promises to ourselves all the time? Now, let me just speak to all the moms that are listening right now. Sometimes this just is the reality of being a mom, but it doesn't have to be the reality of every relationship. And that's unfortunately what happens is, and especially if you're one of those personalities that's just a real giver, you love to help people. Dare I even say you might be a bit codependent. You know, I think this is going to be a trap that you fall into regularly. You put other people's priorities and value above your own. And I just want to remind you that if you really want to get to where you want to go, you've got to quit making promises to yourself that you aren't willing to keep. And I'm just thinking of all the things like dieting, exercising, just even self-love time. Maybe you're determined to start writing, and so you're giving yourself 30 minutes every day to start writing, and within a week of doing it, you've already replaced it with a priority that comes across your plate that really has no significance in your life. And that's the thing, like, how many times are we unable to keep a promise to ourselves because we're so consumed with doing all the things and being all the things to others that really shouldn't be a priority? And quite frankly, if you're doing this, the chances are you might be putting your kids on the back burner too. I mean, if you're breaking promises to yourself, the next person when you run out of time is naturally going to be your family. And I know when I think of people in ministry, when I think of entrepreneurs, I'm speaking directly to you, because at the end of the day, if you're going to break a promise to yourself, as soon as you run out of time, the next person you're breaking promises to is the people that mean the most to you. So just use that as a word of warning, but quit breaking promises to yourself. As a matter of fact, if you make this commitment, you will be a whole lot more mindful about making a promise, about committing to something, because you're like, I told myself I was going to quit making promises to myself that I'm not going to keep. And it's going to help you be more mindful of the ones that you do. It reminds me of a verse in the Bible, actually, where it talks about making a vow to the Lord, making a promise or a commitment. It's better to not make the promise or commitment than to make it and not keep it. And it just reminds me of this principle of we got to quit breaking promises to ourselves. You're worth more than that. You deserve more than that. So you should quit right now. You should quit it. Knock it off. All right. Here's another thing. I want you to quit shrinking to fit into places you've outgrown. Why would you go backwards when the only way to go forward is to keep taking steps towards your dream? I mean, just because, I know why. I just answered that question myself. Typically, we stay where we've been because it's comfortable. And we will pick comfort over change every day of the week. It feels good. It feels familiar. And I want you to know that comfort and change, they can't coexist. So the magic happens outside of your comfort zone. And the only way to keep moving into on the path of your purpose and your dreams is to quit putting yourself in a space that you've long outgrown. And that's because we choose comfort. We choose comfort. It's a human tendency. But I think sometimes even hearing that, maybe this is the first time you've heard that said, the second, the third, the fourth, who knows? But sometimes it takes hearing the same thing more than one time before all of a sudden it hits home, or it takes you being in a season of your life where maybe you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so now you're open to what I'm saying. So quit being comfortable. Maybe that's what I should say. Quit choosing comfort. Start choosing change. It's going to serve you well. All right, let's talk about complaining. I know we talked about negative self-talk. This could be very much in line with that, but I want you to know that often I don't think we realize how much we complain. And quite frankly, do you know how many people would change places with you quite often in the position that you're in? And so if you do find yourself complaining, and if you're serious about this one, you don't want to be known as a complainer, then you're going to ask the people that you spend the most time with, would you say that I'm a complainer? Maybe you would say, am I a worrier? We could say quit complaining. We could trade it with quit worrying, because worrying is thinking about something in the future that's not even happening. So why would we allow that to consume our space? And then complaining, if you're complaining and you recognize you're complaining, that means quit talking about it and actually do it. You can change that. And if you're not changing it, then you're choosing it. And so why do I want you to quit complaining? Why is this coach that says take quit out of your vocabulary telling you to quit complaining? Because if you're complaining, you're choosing it. You have a choice. And when you make the decision to quit complaining, you're going to make the choice to do something about it. And that's what I want you. That's where I want your headspace. Also, right off the cuffs of complaining, we can talk about blaming. How many of us blame other people for our current circumstances? Oh, if so-and-so didn't do this to me, I wouldn't, blah, 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 blah. No, let me tell you here today, you are 100% responsible for your life. 100% responsible. Can we just talk about marriage for a minute? I'll never forget going through marriage counseling and the guy asking us what percentage of our marriage is our responsibility. very naturally, we looked at each other and said 50%. He said, that's not the formula for a successful marriage. And I mean, quite frankly, I just had this look on my face like, is it better for me to be 25 and him to be 75? You know, I was just trying to think of where he was going with his headspace there. And immediately he said, you are both 100% responsible for your marriage, 100% responsible for yourself and the role you play in the marriage. And I would say in anything in life, the minute you do not take 100% responsibility, then you easily start looking for other people to use as a scapegoat instead of taking the action that you need to take and the responsibility that you need to take for where you want to be. So quit blaming. That's another thing you could quit this week. I got a couple more. You could quit making excuses. You know, if we care about something enough, then we make it a priority. And if we don't, we won't. That's the end of the story. So what are you making excuses right now? Quit making excuses. Maybe this week you're going to quit making excuses and you're going to change something. You're going to actually do something about the thing that you've been upset about. And I think often when we make ourselves quit blaming, when we make ourselves quit complaining, when we make ourselves quit using excuses, all of a sudden the reality is glaring us in the face that the person that is responsible for the changes that are necessary is looking right directly at you in the mirror. So quit making excuses. So what's another thing we can quit? Well, we can quit overthinking everything. That's for sure. We can quit delaying or putting things off till tomorrow. I mean, quite frankly, why would we wait to do tomorrow what we can do today? Now, this is something I'm extremely passionate about. I probably should have started with this one because we could have heard a story, and I know we all love stories, but you know, I was in a car accident when I was 16 years old, a really bad car accident, actually. I mean, they had jaws of life. They had to peel the car off me. They helicoptered me, airlifted me to the nearest hospital. I was in intensive care for 7 days, inpatient for 9, outpatient for about 4 months. I was diagnosed with a brain injury, paralysis on the left side, and the next several months of my life were an all-consuming fight to feel normal again, to have the ability to use both hands, to be able to not have memory loss. I mean, it was a very, very traumatic event. And guys, I just want you to know, we are not promised a tomorrow. And when you come that close to death, I think you realize the importance of what we have today. So again, I'm going to say, I love carpe diem, carpe diem. Do it now. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. We overthink so many things. And sometimes we're just, quite frankly, not even overthinking it. We're just being lazy. And I love Mel Robbins, the 5-second rule, because if you've got something that you want bad enough and you put this simple strategy in place, maybe it's waking up in the morning. How many of you love to snooze? It's the worst thing you can do if you actually want to get up in the morning. And if you put the Mel Robbins 5-second rule in place, that alarm goes off. And instead of hitting snooze, you say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And you get up and you go. And then you start doing that, that principle becomes something that you can apply to every aspect of your life where you feel like you're either overthinking or you're making excuses or you're being lazy. We'll call a spade a spade, but just get after it. So maybe you need to quit overthinking things. Maybe that's what you need to quit this week. And I got one more for you. How about we quit living on default? What if we quit living life on autopilot? What do I mean by that? Maybe you wake up every day and you just kind of wait to see what the day holds. You know, you got to show up to work from this time to this time. You know, at some point you got to have dinner and some meals in between. And every day you just feel like you get to the end of your day and it was a lot of chaos and quite a bit of confusion. There's so many things you wish you would have got done. I call that living life by default. And I want you to quit living life on default. And we all know that. If I said to you, do you want to live life by design or do you want to live by life by default? You wouldn't say, oh gosh, totally default. No, no one would ever choose that. But here's what I'm telling you. When you make the conscious decision to live life by design, you're going to actually order your days. You're going to actually tell your time where to go. And if you don't tell your time where to go, it's going to go somewhere, but you won't know where it goes. I mean, a lot of people, when they talk about dieting, they track every bit of food they're putting in their mouth because they're not taking the diet by chance. They're making the intentional choice to make a change. And that's what I'm saying is, what areas of your life are you living on default and you need to quit? You need to quit it. Is it exercise? Is it your time management? You know, I've been in business for myself a long time, and this was something I had to quit right away. I had to quit living on autopilot, and I had to start living by design, or I wasn't going to make it very far. And I really believe many of you, the thing you need to quit this week is probably living life by default, and you need to start living it by design. And that's having intention. I'll just give you one example real quick. And that is simply how many of us wake up in the morning and we grab our phone and we start scrolling social media. And next thing you know, you thought you woke up early, but you're 20, 30 minutes down the scrolling game. And now you feel terrible about yourself because you're probably comparing to what looks like somebody who woke up an hour before you, went to the gym, somebody that's thinner than you, someone that's just a better mom than you. And you just set yourself up for a disastrous day. Where if you make intentional decisions to live life by design, and you say, you know what, I'm actually going to put a journal beside my bed, and I'm going to wake up in the morning, and I'm going to write down my gratitude, get my mindset as I start the day. I'm going to spend first 15 minutes reading my favorite book, maybe getting in the word, and then boom, you know, head to the gym, whatever the next thing might be. But again, you can see how very easily, if we don't make a plan, then we're planning to fail. And I don't want that for you. So stop living life on default. Quit it, will ya? I can't believe I've used the word quit so many times in one single session. I don't know about you, but when I first heard this concept of we need to quit something new every single week, I was like, no, actually, I don't believe in quitting anything. But as I dug deeper into this thought, I thought to myself, you're right. Every week I need to look at a new thing I need to quit. And I believe each and every one of you listening in today, this resonates with you. And I don't know what you need to quit, but I believe each week we all can quit something to continue to live our life on purpose and continue to push forward to the life of our dreams. So what do you need to quit today? I gave you a handful of examples. If anything, it creatively set your mind off to think of something that is definitely an area you need to quit. The challenge is going to be the consistency of having this conversation with yourself each and every week. I truly believe we need to quit something every single week. And as we quit new things, we're going to continue to live a life by design, not by default. So, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'd love to hear what you plan to quit. Tag me on social media. Tell me what you're committing to quitting this week. This is the only time I'm going to give you permission to quit anything, because I really don't believe in quitting. However, we need to quit bad habits. And going back to the calendar, we need to look at our calendars and go, what is my best yes right now? What lines up with my priorities? Because that's going to allow you to see things on your schedule that you can say no to today. You can quit today. Maybe it'll come back. It'll be something you can add in the future. But in this season of your life, you need to quit it so you can be more intentional about the time that you have. Remember, we all have the same 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And we get to decide how we're going to use that time. And because there's just things that creep in there, I truly believe we're all going to benefit by quitting something each week. So tell me what you're going to quit. I want to hear it. I want to cheer you on, and I want to celebrate you on this journey. Heck, make sure you're following me, because I'll probably be sharing what I'm quitting, because I know I need to continue to quit things each and every week. I'm certainly not where I want to be yet. And so that's why I'm on this path of becoming just my best self. So if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, make sure that you do so you never miss a future episode. Rate that. Give me some kudos. Tell me what you love, and help others learn what we've got going on over here. And I would appreciate that so much. So thanks for joining me today. I had a lot of fun using the word quit. I don't know that you'll ever hear me use that word that many times again in a 30-minute period, but there you go. Have fun figuring out what you need to quit this week.
I know you enjoyed today's podcast as much as I did. Whether you are a newbie or a longtime listener, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Cami Pentecost.